This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 18th. God's word to you today is holy. Our scripture reading is taken from Leviticus 19, verse 2, and it says, "Give the following instructions to the entire community of Israel. You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy." When you see the big picture, you can cheer up even though you're going through a difficult time. When you see where God is taking you, you embrace it because it is one thing to see it and another thing to embrace it. When you embrace the big picture, then you can see what God wants to do and you can go through it without complaining, without murmuring. When you embrace the big picture, it makes the journey a whole lot better. So what is the big picture for every Christian in general? Here is the big picture. The big picture for you and I is that God wants to make us holy. Yes, there will be a specific big picture for your destiny, your family, and so on. But the big picture for every Christian is that God wants to make you holy. Hebrews 10 verse 10 says, "And what God wants is for us to be made holy." We are Christians, but His vision, His big picture for us, is to be made holy. We are to be made holy. Leviticus 20, verses 7 to 8 says, "So set yourselves apart to be holy, for I, the Lord, am your God, who makes you holy." To be holy simply means to be set apart. God says, "Set yourself apart." To be holy does not mean a list of 50 do's or don'ts. For instance, in a house, let's say a cup is reserved for daddy. That cup is set aside and made holy unto daddy. That is what holiness is, setting apart unto a purpose. You are made holy when you are set apart unto God. So when God says, "I have you to my exclusive preserve," you are mine. Daddy does not share his seat. It is not that daddy is selfish. Daddy is just being Christ-like. The word holy is both scary and intimidating for a lot of us. Many of us think being holy is unrealistic. People will typically say to me, "Pastor, I have tried. There is no way I can be holy." That is precisely the problem. There is no way you can make yourself holy. God says, "Set yourself apart, for I will make you holy." This is paraphrased. Take note of the combination. So, there is your part, and then there is God's part. You cannot do God's part, and God will do your part. There is a part you need to play, but after you have played your part, God must do His part for us to be holy. The word holy feels big even to churchy people. People that are used to church talk less of the unchurched. Have you met the Christians whose response to the question, "How are you doing?" is blessed, anointed, and highly favored, seated in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers? Yet even for them, their response is never holy. Let us pray. Lord, I embrace your big picture plan for my life. I choose to be holy, just as you are holy. Today, I set myself apart so that you can make me holy in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.